listening to Level 5 Radio, a New York City Pokemon Go podcast.
Hello and welcome back to another shiny new episode of Level 5 Radio. Whoa. I'm Joseph.
And I'm Adele.
And we had a pretty interesting weekend game, I gotta say.
Yeah, I'd say it was a very productive time.
Yeah, it wasn't like super, super like news heavy, but there was a lot of stuff going on at the same time. So,
oh, definitely.
So what have you been up to in-game?
In-game? Grinding out this Bagon I'm walking with.
Caught or hatched a single one.
I hatched one just yesterday. It felt really good.
Nice. I do have some 10Ks in my inventory, but I need to
stock up on those incubators.
I've been hatching everything besides them on purpose.
Oh, I'm trying to get that.
I hatched like a billion, like 2 kilometer and 5 kilometer eggs.
Nice.
That's how I got my Azurill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed. I hatched like 4 Trepension. Like, where's my Azurill? Please? I want to get this damn entry. Yeah.
Well, then stop walking your 10K eggs.
Well, stop giving me everything just 10K. Other than that, it's just been hunting down the good stuff. Looking for shinies is my new best thing.
Okay.
Especially after yesterday. And then just trying to get more candy. It's been a little bit slow on like the catching front. Nothing really big.
Yeah, I mean, it's starting to slow down on new Pokedex entries, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I did finally get enough candy to evolve my first Swablu.
Oh.
At the community day, which we'll get into in great detail shortly.
It's good to be in the club, isn't it?
Yes. I'm not in the shiny club, but
you'll get
what
there.
Can
one
I say?
Day, one day.
What can I say?
You'll get an official pass. Other than that, it's just been reporting on Nest, walking around a lot.
Right, yeah, you've been doing a lot of Nest reporting.
Oh, that's Silk Road, man.
I noticed something. I have like 9 Pokemon left in my Hoenn decks.
Only 9?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So I made a little list here. I have Pelipper, Gardevoir, Flygon, Crawdaunt, Chimecho or Chimecho, whatever you want to call it. The whole Bagon line, Metagross, and that's it.
See, that's weird. Like, the only thing I'm missing out of that is like Salamence, Shelgon, Metagross, and then Metang.
Right.
Give me some of your entries.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine what else you're missing.
Well, I still haven't done a Medicham.
These cops need to get the hell out of here. Jeez.
Part of New York. It's just like, I still need a Medicham.
Now you know for sure we're in New York.
I refuse to evolve a Metatite until I get something good out of it.
I see, yeah.
So I've just been grinding out those nests. And
okay, yeah. For me, I don't have that such high standards when it comes to evolving.
Well, I want something that can be like, oh, hey, I want to use something stupid today. Metacham. Like, I even use Manectric for gym battling.
Right, okay.
And he's not great, but
So in my naming scheme, I have like defenders and I have good offensive Pokemon.
Right.
I started a new one.
Oh, yeah?
It's plus F, which stands for fun defenders, basically. Basically, it falls under defenders, but above offensive Pokemon and or attackers, I guess I should say.
Okay.
So it includes things like Wailmer, which are not really great in the meta, but fun to see in gyms, like Melodic, Wailmer. I forget what else I have in there now, but just slightly more rare stuff.
Right, things that are fun to look at.
Oh, yeah, my new, what's its evolved form again, Niswablu?
Altaria.
Altaria, yes, that one. Let's see, what else? I did go ahead and book my flight, so I'm going to be back in Florida. Round two, looking for those...
Heracross, of all things.
Well, Heracross.
No, I'm sorry, Corsola.
Corsola is the one I missed, but I still need more Heracross.
I hope you find a really good Heracross, honestly.
Well, so I was mistaken.
Okay.
There is a map for South Florida.
Ah.
I feel really bad about myself for not using it in Miami, but
I would, yeah, I feel a little,
but luckily there's one for Fort Lauderdale as well.
Okay.
So.
I feel a little silly not using a map. I assume that Miami would have one. They're a really big city.
That's what I thought too. But when I did a quick Google search, I didn't see anything. So I was like, oh, of course this would probably pop up on the first result if it actually was a real thing. But no, I actually found it like lost, like hidden in a Reddit thread somewhere. So it's clearly
no better place to dig.
There's a good wiki article, actually, that has all the working trackers on it on some Pokemon Go wiki. Okay. I forgot exactly which site it was.
It's pretty useful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And other than that, now I'm walking my Trapinch. Because 5K per candy, and
yeah.
I figure that's the one that I have the most candies of, that it's sort of rare.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also been seeing one or two in the wild here and there.
Right.
Hatched, like, nice. I want to say three of them so far, probably. So that's probably my next big evolution.
Okay, I've hatched most of my Trapinch, oddly enough. Like, I haven't really... I've run across maybe two in the wild.
Okay. I think I accidentally go plused one or two in Florida when I was there.
Accidentally.
And missed, obviously.
That reminds me, though. Like, I need to check my decks, but I did do a lot of, like... Because I caught a Chimecho, finally.
Yeah, right.
And I've been just evolving little things here and there. So, like, I got my Wailord, I got my Altaria.
Oh, you did? Okay, cool. Yeah,
but I don't know, just, like, nothing amazing. And I finally found something decent to turn to a Manectric.
Okay. What was it, 80-something percent?
87.
What was the one, what was the percentage of the one I texted you, do you remember? I think it was above 90, right?
Yeah, I think you were, like, a 94
I'm
or something.
I'm really surprised you haven't found one above 90 yet.
I have bad luck. Because
they're all
the
weather boosted. And
I was in Dumbo. With the rain going, wow. Like, there was a whole bunch of them, but nothing. The 87 is the best thing I found. I'm just like, man, the hell with
man,
it.
Man, Etric.
I said the hell with it. Evolve it. This is good. Let's go.
All right. So that's what we've been up to. Mm-hmm. Other than that, community day.
Yeah, we slept in. It was good.
Yeah, we slept in. Missed out on all the festivities. Yeah, but. I am especially well rested now, so it was worth it. Just kidding. I walked around for 3 hours straight. I didn't even meet up with Adele because I was grinding the entire time.
I was there at 2. I texted him. He's like, "Hey, I'm just in the park somewhere." Oh.
I was like, I felt bad saying, like, "Sorry, bro, I'm ready."
It's okay. Because I told Kay, I'm like, "Hold on, let's just walk. If we run into him, we run into him."
Yeah, yeah. Well, we met up afterwards. But I was going solo the entire time. It's, you know, it wasn't like Pikachu where if I get one shiny, I'm happy. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
This is Dratini. This is the first usable, very, very usable shiny Pokemon in the game. And, you know, so... I don't know. It was just really exciting seeing a bunch of Dratini.
Because there was a lot of things kind of on the line for this. We needed the dragon metal. We needed more candies for our Dragonite. So we wanted that shiny.
Right.
We wanted a special move. A whole lot. Exactly. We wanted the Stardust.
Yeah. So this was the first event where it was really like 3 hours of
just
straight
grind.
Up, like, do as much as you can.
Yeah, I kind of regret bringing Kate because she definitely does not walk as fast as me.
That's another thing I was slightly worried about because last time I was slowed down quite a bit and I got screwed out of many shiny Pikachu. So I was like, I need to make sure I'm fast this time.
Right. No, I kind of left Kate behind a few times.
Somehow you did better than I did, though, with your numbers, it sounded like.
Dude, I don't take any... Well, which route did you take? Because I stayed along, like, the east side.
I didn't take a particular route. I just kind of ran around randomly.
Okay. Yeah. I like went towards
and then,
the
like,
middle.
Just timed
east side
it so that I made my
around.
Way back to Grand Army Plaza right around the end. That's about
I tried to keep myself like within as many Pokestops as I could along the way.
Okay. So you were on the east side, like by like closer to the street or inside the park or what?
Like in between that. Like middle of the park was next to me and then the street over here and I was just like
that was the first place I hit. Then I went like sort of then I cut towards the west into the middle of the park and then went along the west side and did the same thing.
Okay.
There were a few patches where
nothing.
There was absolutely nothing.
I ran into
and there was a few
too.
Patches where there was so many that I like I literally stood in one place for about 20 minutes just constantly catching the entire time. It was so weird.
That's the best feeling. No, we walked up towards, what was it, the Alice in Wonderland statue?
Okay,
I don't know where that is. Yeah. It's somewhere on the east side. We walked to that, to the little boathouse cafe, and then just made our way back through the middle, back to Gap.
Okay, cool.
So,
I mean, again, it wasn't a particular route. It was just kind of just running around.
You gotta plan these things, Joe. You gotta be ready. Maximize.
My plan was to use the radar, which is what I did. So I was trying to actually look for Dratini on the radar, which sometimes there was zero.
Oddly enough, I didn't use the radar once this time.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, yeah, you didn't necessarily need to. You just needed to cover as much ground as possible. So I kind of wish I had my bike there. Then that would have really...
That would have been awful for yesterday, though. Because...
Well, that's what that's my point.
Yeah, is that, okay.
Like, I would have brought my bike except for the rain.
Yeah, to our listeners, it was disgusting yesterday.
Right, yeah. We did not get windy weather. We got...
rainy.
We got rainy weather.
For almost the full 3 hours, like
right,
along the last half hour, it just stopped. And
the one saving grace is that the temperature was relatively high, so it was comfortable. It's just you had to have your umbrella in one hand the entire time, which of course made your other hand do
all the work.
So
you feel awful after your hands cramping, your elbows cramping. You're like,
everything was cramping after that. That was a lot of walking, and you know, Central Park is pretty hilly.
Very.
It's a lot of thumb movement, a lot of holding up your umbrella above your...
I had a lot of trouble getting out of bed this morning from all that yesterday.
I actually took a nap like shortly after I got home last night.
I think I
was exhausted.
I couldn't fall asleep because I went out hunting again for shuppets, like I told you.
Right.
Because I found a nice shuppet nest. I was like, okay, let's just grind it out. And then I get back in.
Yeah, Adele decided that he's a shiny hunter now.
I need something to do.
Instead of a 100 IV hunter, which I think he has pretty much 100 IVs of almost every...
Almost anything like, that I need.
Like uncommon rare Pokemon, so...
Anything I need, I have like at least 96% of.
He got a little taste of that shiny... that shiny Saccharin, and he's now addicted to it.
I mean, I got the Sableye and the Swablu, so I'm like, I'd eat all of them now.
Yep. All
I can't wait to hunt
Duskull.
You
got bitten by the bug.
At least there's a Shuppet nest. Poochyena and Duskull are going to be the biggest pains.
Yeah. Why aren't those nest Pokemon?
Because Poochyena are everywhere, I guess.
I guess, but like, I don't know.
I mean, Weedle's a nest Pokemon now, so maybe one day.
I think every shiny Pokemon should be a nest Pokemon, but that's just me.
I mean, we'll cover that later, because one is a nest Pokemon now.
But one, not every, but
that's my... Yeah, still, it's...
Anyways.
I'll be in that area, too.
Yeah. So, one interesting thing of note is that the Asia-Pacific region got their Community Day extended due to some connection issues. I wonder if, jerks are kind of coordinating denial of service attacks during these events purposely to make them get extended.
Shout out to our people in New York. Do that next time.
Yeah, exactly. Wait till New York has the event. Although that would be really exhausting to be out for 6 hours and have connection trouble part of the time.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not sure about that.
8 o'clock at night in that nasty weather, because it started raining again after.
In New York, it's especially late, the event, you know? It ends at 5 o'clock, which you know, it's starting to get dark and cold at that point.
Like, when it becomes spring to summer, those, if they lasted longer, that'll be really nice.
Exactly.
But now, I was ready to go and just shower and cuddle up.
Because we also had a similar issue right around the time the Love Disc Valentine's Day event ended. And I thought the timing of that was interesting. Mm-hmm. Right at the end of the event, there was connection problems, and then they extended it a day. So
makes you think, don't it?
Another tinfoil hat theory for you.
One thing that I did want to note, though, and we discussed earlier, the Dratini seem to drop off in the last 45 to 30 minutes, I'd say.
I noticed a drop off at the, I think, right at the beginning of all 3 hours. It's very strange. So it took some time to wind up when the event first started. But then again, I wasn't in the park right at I kind of ran to a Starbucks first, and so I was a few minutes late, mostly for the bathroom.
I
wanted to make sure I wasn't gonna have to leave the event. I feel like there was a drop off like three times during the event. I noticed it was right at sort of like around the top of the hour each hour. So I don't know if that was just my experience. Probably was.
Yeah, but towards the end, I definitely went at least 30 minutes without catching anything until I made it all the way back to Gap. And then I only caught two.
Right at the end. Actually, I was right down to the wire in getting my dragon medal. So I was, 200 to get the gold, right? And I think when I started the day, I probably had 50 or something. Oof. Dratini is relatively rare. You have to be on the water to get it, too, pretty much in New York City. And I've even had a few run for me, which, you know, kind of stinks. But anyways, you know, I just barely scraped by and got enough to evolve into a Dragonite a couple times, basically. Mm-hmm. I've also hatched a few here and there.
Right.
But, you know, in general, it's been really rare, and that's pretty much the only dragon type you could catch right. in the wild.
Like, we've definitely been in the silver range of this for a long time
right,
now.
Right. And so right at the end was when I started seeing another drought, and I was like, uh-oh, am I not going to hit this? I think I had, like, half an hour left, and I had to do, like, 25 more, which I was on pace to do, but
right.
still, it started to die off a little bit, so I was getting worried. What I realized, though, right at the end, I had, like, maybe, like, four or five more to do.
Oh, no.
And, like, I had, like, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes left, mm-hmm. and I was like, uh-oh, all right. But then I realized I still have to do my evolutions to get Draco Meteor.
Oh.
And those count towards the number.
Yes.
So that's what I did.
Nice, nice.
So I evolved quite a few. I think I have, like, five or six Dragonites at this point.
That's pretty good. I only pulled two out of that were decent enough.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's just, like, anytime when I got the first one, I kept checking the IVs when I got them. And it's just like, okay, this one's decent. Evolve. Just so I didn't forget later on.
I actually had, it's not good IVs, but I had a high level, at least, Dragonair.
Okay.
In my inventory from, like, you know, I think I caught in San Francisco
way
when I was there.
Back when.
And, I was like, you know, I don't need all of these to be high IVs.
Mm-hmm.
I just, since I have so much candy.
Right.
So I just slapped 100 candies onto that, evolved into a Dragonite. So now I have one, you know, at least one non-shiny with Draco Meteor.
Okay. That's pretty good.
So I wrote down some of the specific numbers. Well, they're slightly estimated because I didn't take, like, a screenshot of my Dratini count beforehand, but I estimate that I caught somewhere in the range of 130 Dratini.
Okay. Well, you had to have gotten your badge anyway, yeah.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, it's between 130 and 150 for sure.
Okay. Ooh.
You know, that's about, you know, 700 to 800 candies.
Yes.
And then four of them for me were shiny, which I believe seems to be below average because all the reports that I read suggest about 1 in 20 to me. Because I know, you know, I heard stories about people catching around the same number of Dratini as me, but getting like 6 or 8 or something like that.
Right.
My highest shiny, though, which was very exciting, was 87% IVs. So that's the one that I evolved up to.
That's very decent.
Dragonite.
Yeah.
Of course, it was low level, so I had to dump a bunch of Stardust into it to evolve to level it up.
Boy, that level 3 dream right there, man. Yeah.
So out of this 130 to 150, only about, I want to say, about 6 of them were above 80% IVs.
Okay.
And I probably got around about 100,000 Stardust from the event. And I kicked off at least 2 or 3 star pieces, I think. I didn't remember to do it the whole time.
I think 3 or 4 for me. Because I definitely, like, I stood still for a second or two, like I said, because it was Kate. So I used a bit more.
Yeah. And then finally, at the very end, I got my Dragon Metal.
So I'm looking at mine. And if I'm averaging right, I've definitely encountered about 160 yesterday.
Wow. Okay.
So about average. You know, we're about on par with each other.
Right. Yeah, it makes sense. If you were walking around for the entire 3 hours at Central Park, I think that's probably about what you did. And by the way, I stocked up on Pineapps and Ultra Balls, and I used them on basically everything.
I ran out of Pineapps for a second. I just started using Raspberries.
So my strategy was, actually, the only other thing I was catching with Pineapps was Swablu, because I wanted to try to get enough to evolve it, which I did. And everything else, I was pretty much go-plussing, right?
Okay.
So if it was 100 or above CP, the Dratini, I used an Ultra Ball and a Pineapp. If it was below 100, I'd use a Great Ball and a Pineapp.
Right.
And if it was especially high level and I was, like, not sure, if I really didn't want to run, or if it was shiny, obviously, I'd use a Golden Raz.
Yeah. Yeah, I was definitely Golden Raspberrying those. I know I pineapped one because I felt ballsy, but he was also 10 CP. So I was like,
I was trying to do some AR Plus photos, but it is on my phone, which is it's a relatively new phone, 7 Plus.
Right.
It is glitchy as hell. Every time I open it up, it's like a 75% chance that I'm not going to be able to get back to the main screen. I think I've lost, like, 2 or 3 Dratinis that way, too. because they despawned in the time I was like messing with it. So
your phone's not strong enough anymore, Joe. It's been a year.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, I think the app is just not stable enough. That's definitely the problem. Not.
That's so sad.
And of course, I had my battery pack going almost the entire time as well. Actually, towards the end of the event I my Go Plus was starting to go low on battery.
Oh, geez.
Which, though, anytime I go to a large event like this or I'm traveling, I carry this little Ziploc bag that has a tiny screwdriver.
And the battery.
And a couple batteries.
That's good.
And also an additional back if I need to change it for some reason, because I lost my first Go Plus, so I have extras.
I still remember the day you were talking about it. It's like, it was just in my pocket. That was
the worst. Yeah, I was using the clip, and I always kept it in my pocket, but clipped onto the inner pocket, basically. And one day it just left my pocket and never came back.
What I like to do is I put it in like my jacket pocket, and then I zip that shut. And if I feel, I just kind of tap through.
That's nice. Yeah, I mean, nowadays I keep the wrist strap on mostly because it's just larger and it's harder to drop.
Yeah.
So I still keep it in my pocket most of the time, but it's, I guess, slightly harder to drop when it's not clipped.
Dude, that thing is awful on your wrist because it comes loose like nobody's business.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I never actually put it on my wrist.
I put it on once and I was like, whoa, where are you going?
When it's cold out, like it was for this event, what I do is I wear my fingerless gloves, like Ash, and I stuff it into one of those. So that's really nice. So it's always there, and I could feel it very easily, and I just have to move with like a single finger to tap it.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, works out nicely. It's the best for me because I actually really don't like reaching across my like chest or something to hit the button.
Oh, yeah,
and I don't know, I don't feel it consistently when it's there either.
My black backpack also has like a slot for sunglasses.
Okay.
But the Go Plus goes in that so nice. It snugs and it goes like there's two compartments. And I look dumb as hell walking around the subway, just tapping my chest. I'm like, nope, it's fine.
That's another fun New York specific topic that we should talk about one day. Pokemon Go in the subway.
Let me tell you about how I've traveled all over Brooklyn in one area of the subway, Atlantic Barclays. Okay. If you go to the DN line, it will not put you at Atlantic Barclays. I went to Prospect Park, Flatbush, Bay Ridge, Dumbo, because for some reason it doesn't know how to triangulate even when you're connected to the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, so they actually – back in the day, I was able to Go Plus stuff at every stop.
Right.
But now they started taking into account whether or not you have GPS signal. So if you're underground, you're not going to have GPS signal. And if you don't, you're not able to do anything in game besides – transfer and manage
inventory. I have spun some stops,
so it is possible for a brief second. If I don't know what the exact timing is like.
You got to be quick. I know
you have to be quick, and then until the GPS message comes up and prevents you from doing anything. Mm-hmm. It used to be that every single stop on the train, I was able to Go Plus stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but they changed that. They made it. They locked it down a little bit more. Mm-mm-mm. But I also, my main subway line though is elevated, so it's kind of like playing. Like Pokemon Snap.
Oh.
You know how...
you have only like a small window here. Yeah,
like, you know, you're on rails and you know...
You
can't really control... you might miss some stuff because you're going too fast or whatever.
One thing I'll give New Orleans about their transit system is if you take the streetcars,
they
go just slow enough that your Go Plus will count you as walking.
Ooh, wow.
So you can ride the whole rail for like an hour or so and hatch at least your 5Ks.
Wow. That's pretty awesome.
For $1.25.
The subway is definitely not that slow.
No.
Nor are the buses for that matter, really.
Well.
Which is a little surprising.
It depends on the day with the subway. You never know. You might get lucky.
Yeah, this is true. If you have delays, then you might get lucky.
Always delays.
That's one way of looking at subway delays, at least.
I'm matching, you see.
Before we get too far into that, though. Final thoughts on Community Day number 2.
Good. Much better than the first one. Really weird towards the end with that drought, though. I wasn't too pleased. Because I walked through all the same places where I caught them before, and they were still lured. Nothing came up.
The thing that struck me about this event is that Dratini is a Pokemon that we've been trained to get really excited for.
Yes.
And to see so many of them spawning was just kind of like overload.
You jaded now?
I we'll see. Ask me tomorrow after I'm playing for a few hours.
Where's all the good Pokemon?
Yeah, back to the Pidgeys and Rattata. Yeah.
You mean Whismur?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, so yesterday I was just like walking around, just like so overstimulated. I was like, oh my God, another Dratini. Ah!
Oh, yeah. People were like hyped, screaming around me like, whoa, it was just a Dratini. But
it's honestly hard to picture an event that would get you more excited than that. I mean,
depends. It depends.
Because I guess at this point, though, now with Generation 3 fully out,
almost
they have a lot of Pokemon that they could. You know what I'm saying? The last major wave is out.
We're still missing Clamperl.
Clamperl, yes.
Clamperl.
That'll be community day number 3.
God, how awful.
Community day number 33.
Now, like, this was good. A lot of incentive to definitely round out the Dragon Metal and all the other stuff I mentioned earlier.
Right, yeah, that Stardust was a big deal really for me, honestly. Too. Yeah, the Dragon Metal is, you know, something that I wouldn't have gotten in another million years, I guess.
Yeah, just grind out some I guess Trapinch.
So do you think I mean, I've already seen like two or three gyms shiny Dragonites in them already.
Oh, I've dropped mine already too.
Yeah. So do you think that takes away from shinies at all?
No.
Okay. No,
because it's still like, oh yeah, it's a shiny Dragonite. Okay, that's cool. But there's still like, I haven't seen a shiny Mightyena. I've seen one shiny Love Disc, no shiny.
Seen them like in gyms?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like things like that. I've just.
Okay.
I don't know. They're still rare. This is a nice way.
So you're okay with some of them being a bit more common than others?
Yeah.
Because the rare ones are rare. Yeah.
Yeah. But like, you and I still haven't found a shiny Magikarp.
Correct.
Again, kudos to Casey for go-plussing his. And now with Aeron being a little more common, maybe that'll help. But I don't know. This is a nice trickle. It kind of does narrow shiny content. Like we were discussing earlier, you would like if they were more out in the wild and it was like, ooh, a shiny, as opposed to here is a shiny, go catch it.
Right. Yeah, exactly. My personal preference would be that they have more shinies available so that,
yeah,
number one, it's more interesting to catch at pretty much everything.
Right.
And it's, you know, not just like a 1 in 500 chance of catching a shiny of one specific Pokemon. It's a 1 in 500 chance of almost everything that you see. So you have a much better chance of having a shiny and or getting like someone like me who, you know, is very unlucky with shinies.
Yeah, I will say,
you know, would potentially have one or two interesting shinies of just random Pokemon. And like, you know, that would also encourage more people to put just different stuff into gyms, I'd say.
Oh, definitely. You know? Definitely. Just to show off.
That alone would make it worth it.
I mean, I've been throwing like crap in the gyms now. I've like put Crawdaunt in the gym. I know he's not good.
Well, I don't have one yet, so.
Oh, well, you'll learn.
Interesting for me.
He's garbage.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, I agree with that. It is a little, it doesn't feel right that, okay, this is a good way to let out shinies, but put out just a few more.
Yeah.
Or have more events where you start releasing more. The trickle
is a little bit too slow for my taste.
Like, they did a good job this month because they put out, what, three?
Yeah.
No, four. Four in 1 month. Because you had Swablu, Mightyena, or Poochyena, Love Disc, and now Dratini.
Right.
So that's a really good little trickle, but that's four.
Yeah, exactly. Four. And how many Pokemon do we have in the game already? Like, well over...
We're closing on 400 right exactly. Now. I think we're at about 380-ish.
Wow.
So we have a long way to go. And still, no shiny legendaries.
Right. Which, that just seems obvious to me. But I don't know why they didn't do that.
Again, easy to...
Have you heard anything about odds of getting a shiny from a raid boss?
No, but I know you can. Because I've seen people get...
I know you can.
Yeah, I don't know the odds on that. I'm sure it's...
I wonder if it's any higher than getting a shiny in the wild.
I don't think so. Probably not.
So you mean I have to do like... What is it? 1 in 250 or 1 in 500 ish?
1 in 255, probably.
Yeah, around there.
The magic number.
So I need to do 250 Absol raids
in one day
until I potentially get
Godspeed.
Yeah.
I don't even think there are that many raids for Absol anymore.
No, not really. You just have to get really lucky. In other words,
Just join.
Not that I really want a shiny Absol necessarily, but still.
You want something that's not given to you at an event.
Right. Right.
Like, you want to touch that Swablu and see the little gold.
I think in the main series games, I only caught one shiny Pokemon ever.
Oh.
And it was, guess what?
What was it, Pidgey?
Eradicate.
Oh, dude. Shiny teeth. That's what I'm talking about. My first Anyways. One was a shiny Scyther in silver.
So as of this recording, the third Pokemon Go Community Day event has not been announced.
No.
But there is a small rumor going around. Yeah, there was some artwork found on the Pokemon Go website, a placeholder that included a photo of Bulbasaur in Community Day promotional material. So it's possible that either Bulbasaur or maybe the Generation 1 starters could be the next Community Day.
So
how would you feel about that if that were the case?
I was looking at it two ways when I heard about that. It's either A, this is simply a placeholder because Bulbasaur is number one in the decks.
Yeah, exactly. Literally
easy enough. Or two, if they do Bulbasaur or the starters all together, they release them as shinies in that event and give them like their special quote-unquote hyper beam moves. So like Plant Frenzy, Hydro Cannon, and whatever the fire one. I can never
remember. Yeah. Well, it's gonna bug me. I'm not the person to ask, but
but yeah, those would be like the moves because they're similar to Draco Meteor in that sense of power.
They're not actually in the game yet, are they, though?
No, not at all.
Okay, so that would take a Game Master update. Yeah, I feel like the moves are probably less likely, but the event itself sounds reasonable. If it were one of them, like just Bulbasaur, I'd be disappointed. If it was all three, I'd be like, okay, I could get into that. I could use a Black Charizard.
Yeah, that would be cool. The problem with that though is, remember, they're starters, so they have a 20% chance to be caught.
Right. So you really need to stock up on those. Well, at the same time though, I would not necessarily want to use Pineapps on them because I have tons of candy
not at all
already.
This would be a raspberry.
So this would be a raspberry and golden raspberry type of event. Oh, yeah. Because yes, their catch rates are much lower than.
But that being said, you also wouldn't bring any Pokeballs. You'd be bringing great ultras.
You'd be great, which is fine. I after a month I could stock up on great balls well enough for that. But yes, I remember grinding to get my first Charizard, and like,
oh man,
Charmander is a pain to catch.
Yeah, there are none up here.
I would use Ultra Balls and Raspberries, and they would still break out of the ball and run on like the first ball.
Let me tell you a little bit more about my obscene luck. I was heading to a job one day, and we were getting onto the FDR. A Charizard spawned. Just a 15, 16 Charizard. Catch it. 97%.
Wow.
And I'm just like, why do I need anything else? Just threw out all of my other Charmanders and everything. Like, this is it.
Nice.
I'm done. But no, there's no Charmanders up here at all. And I have a hard time believing that.
Right. New York does not have fire-type starters.
Not at all. But we're tripping over Numels. God bless.
Yes. Yeah. That's true. What is it? Half ground?
Yeah, fire ground.
I'm not saying we don't have any fire types, but when
really
it comes
annoying.
To the starters, we always get the most of the grass types,
and
the
water.
Second most of water, and then almost none of the fire types.
That's why, like, when Torchic was in Central Park, that was really like,
right. Actually, Torchic has been better than the last two because I guess during the various events they had over the past few months, it was relatively common.
Yeah, I was looking at the map earlier, too. I have noticed that there's really, out of the stars, like you said, we mostly get Bulbasaur.
Yeah.
I see more Blastoise than Squirtle now, which is really weird. And then I never see Charmander, I never see Cyndaquil, and I don't see, like, Typhlosion, or rather, Chikorita or Totodile either.
Yeah.
Like, I saw maybe a couple Totodiles yesterday because of the rain. But
yeah,
right. I don't see any other stuff. But it's Gen 3 everywhere, still.
Yeah, right. Well, I don't know. I'm fine with that. I really don't eat any of those anymore, but
I guess.
And again, I'm glad though that Torchic was a bit more common this time around than Charmander and what's the other one before it?
Cyndaquil,
yes.
Not Chikorita.
Yes, no. So yeah, I'd be relatively satisfied if they released all three with shiny forms. That would give me something to chase after.
Right.
The special moves, I mean, it would be awesome if they got their real, you know.
Yeah, no, like
super cool big moves.
Well, it's because Draco Meteor was not in the game before this, right?
Actually, it was.
Oh, it was just sitting there though.
No, it's in use by one Pokemon, that's Salamence.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
So it was technically there.
That's interesting. So,
anyways, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
No use speculating. I'm sure by a day or two from now, we'll know about the second Community Day. So,
God, I hope.
Yeah. Follow us on Twitter if you want to get notified when that happens.
Yes, please.
And actually, you should do this too. Turn on notifications for our Twitter, because you're constantly texting me like the latest news. I'm like, dude, I tweeted about that like 3 hours ago.
Yeah, I got the thing for one of the updates, and I see that Joey posted about 10 hours ago. I'm like, oh, good. The news app still is slow in Pokemon Go. Thank you, Niantic. You updated, and it's still somehow slow.
Yeah. I mean, they're getting the scoop a little bit more now, but there's only so much they could do. Because, for example, when they released the shiny Dratini, they need to put the assets into the game. They need to test it. And then the second they do that, somebody's going to know about it.
Right.
So there's only so much they could do. It is better.
Yeah.
The scoop.
Yeah.
Oh, the other thing I noticed about the new version of the news thing is that if you're playing the game and a notification goes out, you don't necessarily get it right away. You might need to restart the game to actually see the notification.
That's anyways. Weird. So in closing though with this,
yeah,
all this was nice for the month of February. Bit of an overload because of so many things in a row.
Yeah.
But now we're on that dry spell.
Yeah, it feels a little weird. I don't know what's next.
No more lures, no more experience, no more Stardust, no special Pokemon. Now it's just back to the usual grind.
Right. Except for, raid bosses that came back for no apparent reason.
Which
after a month of each of them.
We should talk about that right now, actually. All right,
yes. Why don't we? So Kyogre and Groudon are now back in the game through March 5th as raid bosses, of course. Which
I like because I still want to get a decent one of each of those, but there's incentive not to do them.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a reason not to, which I let Adele know yesterday. So basically, depending on which raid boss is, I guess, either captured or...
I guess it's most done, I think.
Or most defeated, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get a special event which hatches... which makes certain types of eggs more likely to hatch. So, if Rayquaza is the one that's defeated the most, I think... And I think it's Rayquaza versus both of the others. So,
yeah, that's how it was in Emerald.
Yeah.
Because they fight and then Rayquaza comes down and is like, yo, chill.
I guess. So I think this
what
is
do you mean?
Also
that's what it is.
No. I know that, but they literally fight. But I'm not sure if that's what the logic they used here. I think it's more just because Rayquaza is the active raid, and you'd expect more people to do that. Anyways, so the type of eggs that would be more likely to hatch with Rayquaza being the highest, most defeated raid boss are Pokemon that are more likely to come out during windy weather. So that includes Dratini, Ralts, Chimecho, Bagon.
You can say Bagon. You can say any way you want.
Bagon. I'm going to say Bagon.
Go ahead.
Beldum, Aerodactyl, and Skarmory. So
okay.
Right off the bat, three of those. They didn't say Ralts here. That's a big one too. Oh wait, no.
They
Ralts.
Did. Yeah, second
sorry.
Control.
Derp. So four of these are ones that I would really love to hatch. Ralts, yes. Chimecho, Bagon, and Beldum.
And Aerodactyl, yeah.
I don't care about Aerodactyl.
Wow, come on, man. I got a good Aerodactyl,
I have one.
Finally.
That's all I need.
I wish Aerodactyl was better.
So for me, I'm going to concentrate on Rayquaza raids because I definitely want all those.
We just got to keep an eye out for the Sprint Store Rayquaza raids.
So alternatively, if... Kyogre and Groudon are the most defeated. Pokemon that spawn in greater numbers in sunny and rainy weather will be more likely to hatch from 10K eggs, or eggs in general. So Trapinch, Lapras, Mareep, Phoebus, and Larvitar. The only one out of those I care about is Trapinch, and I'm already walking that, and I'm getting close. So
that's fair. I mean, Larvitar is always welcome, I feel. You never can go wrong with a Tyranitar. Lapras really fell off. Mareep's whatever. It's one of those, it's so rare to find memes.
Yeah.
But it's garbage. And then Feebas. You get a Feebas, you're kind of done.
Right. I think it was Trainer Tips who suggested that groups that, large raid groups, when they're doing Rayquaza raids, they split off into smaller groups so they could defeat it more times.
Okay.
So if you get a great group of 20 people, don't just go into one room and raid
split
it with
off
20
into
people.
Your respective teams.
Yeah, exactly. Split off into your teams or whatever,
That way you have more chances to catch it. You have more chances to kill it as well.
Right. So more on the defeat
numbers.
More defeating numbers. Something like that.
Yeah.
So anyways, so that's interesting. That's kind of a little taste of what's to come. So the eggs will be hatching from March 5th to March 16th.
Okay, that's cool.
So I guess that's to the last day of Rayquaza roots, right around there somewhere, I think.
Nice. No, I think everything ends on March 5th, right?
Does Rayquaza end on March 5th? I don't think so. Anyways.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out later. Probably not, but if it does.
This event, though, ends on March 5th. So,
yeah.
So Kyogre and Groudon will be only available to them.
So I will focus on Rayquaza mostly, but on the side, I will be doing a couple of Groudon and Kyogre because I want decent ones.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm pretty much happy with the ones I have. I think I powered up a Groudon to over 3,000 CP. So I have that. I still need to get on Kyogre. I don't have one of those powered up yet, but I'm not as, you know, it's not as necessary because I have really good water types already.
But it is the strongest.
It is technically the strongest, but I have a Gyarados and Vaporeons, which are nearly as good.
So. And I haven't heard Vaporeon in so long.
It's still relevant, though.
I know.
It's still just good enough.
Yeah.
In most situations.
In most.
All right. We also have, as part of the these festivities, a new event. Sale going on in the shop.
Oh yeah.
Focused around premium raid passes.
Well, of course.
So if you need premium raid passes and lucky eggs, this deal is really good. I don't particularly want either of these because I don't grind raids and I already have probably about 10 lucky eggs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just not worth it for me.
Waste of bag space.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the problem I run into is that I have like lots of star pieces that I'm not using fast enough. I have lucky eggs. I have a few lures. It's just they sit in my bag for so long that they take up valuable space. And I don't know. I kind of grind the Pokestops for items. Right. So I usually have lots of Ultra Balls, lots of berries and stuff.
Incense take up most of the room that I don't use.
I feel like half of this game for me is managing inventory. That kind of stinks, I gotta say.
I mean, it's just like Gen 1. You only have so much bag space. And one of those, you gotta drop it off in your PC, man. I.e., throw everything out.
I do not need to be spending time doing this. Yeah, like, and it's getting more and more unwieldy as they release more generations.
Oh, like, yeah.
You know, we only had so many items to deal with when the game was released. We only had so many Pokemon to deal with. Now it's just kind of ridiculous.
Gen 2 comes out, we get the evolution items. Now when Gen 3 comes out, we get star pieces.
Yeah.
Gen 4 comes out. Are we going to have more evolution items?
Probably.
See, I'm not looking forward to that.
So the Ultra Box is 1,480 coins.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes 25 lucky eggs.
Oh, wow.
10 max potions, 10 max revives, and 20 premium raid passes.
Oh.
So that's quite a lot.
That's a really good deal, actually.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's a good value, but if you actually need that stuff. It's also worth noting there was a special box available during yesterday's community day as well.
Oh, yeah, just the silver box.
It was just a silver box, and what was in it was
Pineapple, Ultra Balls, and I think star
and
pieces.
And star pieces, yeah. It's like basically the three items you needed to grind during this event.
And maybe lucky eggs, but I don't remember.
No, I don't think. I think that was only those three. Good. So, anyways, there's also a special and a great box, which for lower values, pretty much the same items, though. Nothing too exciting. But, yeah, that Ultra Box is quite a good deal if you're looking for those items, which I am not.
Because, what is it? Premium raid passes are 100 each?
Yeah.
That's already a good value.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So it's like you get, 25 lucky eggs for free pretty much.
Yeah. Oh, boy, more lucky eggs.
Yeah.
Can't wait to massive all my Wishmars.
I was watching a video that Reversal posted on Twitter.
Okay.
It's just him purchasing like 5 of those boxes.
Ugh.
I'm like, dude, you're already level 40. Chill out.
No, I need more.
Yeah, for me, the item that I need the most, I guess, is incubators at this point, which I really, really wanted to get the boxes from the last event that included those, but it also had a bunch of other stuff that I didn't need, so it didn't end up being a good value for me.
Okay.
Because I didn't want a bunch of star pieces, because I had a bunch already. I have like 20 sitting around that I'm very slowly making my way
through. Never have too many star pieces, man.
God. Honestly, I think the only reason Niantic made this item is to take up space in your inventory, because it's really not that useful at the end of the day.
Because it's not double. It's only 50%.
It's only 50% more. Yeah. So it's, you know, I shut off three of them during the triple event yesterday and only got like 100,000 Stardust. That's enough to not even power up one Pokemon.
That's a shame, isn't it?
It's a big shame. Anyway, so yeah, it's just an inventory killer for the most part. So I wanted to avoid, number one, avoid having to throw these things away, because that would be silly.
Right. The fact that you spend your coin on it and then it's like, well, you know, there it goes.
Right. So anyways, I'm waiting for a good deal that includes incubators, because I'm now sitting on like 4 or 5 10K eggs.
Mm-mm.
And I'm hoping, better crossing hatching, my fingers, dude, that some bagons are in there.
Bagans. Like Dragon.
Oh, God. Don't say that like that.
Why, does someone else you know say that?
Only you.
Oh, good.
Only you pronounces dragons Dragons.
Dragons. That's how you know. I wonder if that's how you spell, because it's supposed to be dragon, so I guess it's Bagan.
Yeah, that's what I imagine. That would
make the most sense.
Exactly.
But it's Dragon, so it's Bagan.
Right, and it's Bagel, so it's Bagan. There and you it's go. Bacon, see? So it's Bagan, there of you course.
Go. Look at that. Makes perfect sense.
Logic.
The New York way.
All right. More news. Niantic acknowledged a mistake with the most recent, well, actually not the most recent, the previous round of EX raids. So they executed the incorrect code again, or a code that included a bug again, resulting in some weirdness with EX raid passes.
Was that the one where the people just got it from to random gyms?
No. So this was after that. Okay. This was,
good.
This was the round, I think, for the February 26th raids. So here's the post that they made on Facebook. Trainers, the most recent EX raid battle invitations were not as wide-reaching as we had hoped. So that I guess it was more so the scale and less so the weirdness that happened the previous round.
Mm-hmm.
We discovered an error that executed an older version of code, which did not include the fixes we previously introduced. Mm-hmm. We're sorry for the confusion, and we'll make sure that the next round of EX raid battles appropriately executes the improved code. Okay, so
what does that mean?
So what that means essentially is that they announced a number of updates to EX raid pass distribution, which was not taken into account that round.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, another round has gone out since then.
Yes.
And presumably the code was executed correctly, because mm-hmm. They did not make another update like this.
Right.
And it just so happens that everyone in this room has gotten the EX raid pass for this round.
And KC.
And KC, too. We will be doing our second EX raid all as a group.
Yay! See, that's weird, though, because I pointed out we didn't raid as much in February.
Yeah, we really did it. So they really loosened up, I think, the requirements.
We did, like, what, maybe 5 or 6?
If even. 4 or 5, maybe?
Yeah.
So
yay.
I think there's just more passes going out. And also I've heard that they've increased the limit of trainers that are allowed for each EX raid. So you'll have more people at each one. So that's kind of cool.
Well, that'll be good. That way we can actually divvy up into our respective teams and have a chance.
Right.
I felt bad for Yellow at that last one.
Yeah, Instinct was highly underrepresented at the last one. So
it's like 2 or 3 people. I'm like, oh no.
Can we join, guys?
Sure. Enjoy your 6 balls.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh no.
That's pretty exciting. This is the round for, actually, it's they're going out for March 9th and March 10th with this new code.
We'll be there at March 9th at 3:15 to 4 p.m.
By the way, I wanted to shout out a website that I use pretty frequently, Pokemon Go Hub.
Oh, yeah.
And that's PokemonGoHub.net, I believe, is the address.
Mm-hmm.
I get most of my Pokemon Go news there. But one thing specifically that I think everyone here listening should go do is take their survey. They have a survey up on EX Raids.
Okay.
And this will help us learn more about the algorithm that they're using to distribute the passes.
Right.
So go check that out.
I'll go take it when I get home.
Cool. All right. What else do we have here? So, this is my favorite news this week by far.
Oh, boy.
Niantic finally acknowledges the blank nearby bug.
Dude, I hate that.
And this is not something that I've ever remembered to bring up on the show, but probably the worst thing about the game right now.
Mm-hmm.
You can be just walking down the block.
Pokemon around you.
With Pokemon around you and just have everything, including the spawns and the nearby list, just disappear.
Poof. Yep. That happened to me yesterday. I had a fit.
Yeah. So it's just, it's really obnoxious because it sometimes takes like a good 10, 15 seconds or more for them to come back. And I get, to some extent, I'm pretty sure that this is a security measure that they introduced into the game that, you know, when you go over a certain speed or you're something.
It's not a very good security measure.
Yeah, no, not at all. So, I mean, or an anti-cheating measure, whatever you want to call it. You know, it's just if I'm going 50 miles an hour, I get, you know, making the spawns disappear. That makes sense.
Right.
Because you don't want people playing while driving on the highway or something. But when I'm walking down the block and this happens, that's ridiculous. Or if I'm switching an app, it tends to happen a lot as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So here's what I think they should do to fix this problem. Because right now, I think all they're doing is taking into account GPS data. And so it's something about the GPS data that the game detects and doesn't like, you know, moving too fast or something along those lines.
Okay.
And I think it's probably more likely to happen in the city where there's a lot of drift, perhaps. Anyways, what I think they should do is also take into account accelerometer data.
Okay.
So.
Right, how fast I'm moving.
So also determine how fast the device is moving around.
Right.
So, and not to make any spawns disappear unless the GPS is going fast and the accelerometer is going fast.
I could see that.
I think that's a possible fix for this. But again, I don't know what their code base looks like, so I really don't know what the real problem is.
The problem I have
that's my guess.
The theory of the whole GPS being the problem and all that. We were in Central Park yesterday with no buildings around us in the wide open, and it still
happened. For me, it was a little bit better than usual there. At the very least, there was no drift, which was nice.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely not.
Like, I was able to really follow the paths in-game and get myself around.
It's weird. Cool. We get out of, like, the actual city. We're in the park. It's like, oh, wow, look how precise this is.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's another thing is when someone's in a city, I think they really should increase the radius of your things you can interact with.
Oh, definitely. Oh, look, Pokemon Go, Kyogre and Groudon join Rayquaza for one legend. Thank you, Niantic.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Ah.
That's just going out. I think that's something that they should look into as well. Because sometimes, like, I showed up for a raid yesterday. I had about a half an hour till community day. I was like, all right, there's a raid like 3 blocks away. I don't really want to go there, but I will.
Okay.
Oh. And so it was a Rayquaza, so I had to contribute. Duh.
Of course.
So I ran towards it. Well, not ran. I strolled. I strolled towards it, and I got there, and it took me a good 5-10 minutes just to get in range of it, even though I was standing on top of where the gym was.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh, it is such a drag playing this game in the city sometimes because of this drift.
That happens a lot at the Flatiron when we meet up there.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's
like we'll be at the Sprint store.
We'll be standing
right in front of it,
basically right in front of the door of the Sprint store, and the GPS will be going crazy.
We're not on 23rd. We're on 21st and 5th.
Right. So you need to like walk around the building a few times to try to get within range, and you will if you're lucky. Like,
yeah,
it's. They need to do something about that. Like, this is how people are playing the game. You can't rely exclusively on the GPS to.
I will say it's mostly. I've noticed it's like when I go to other cities, if there's not tall skyscrapers though, it's perfectly fine. Even if I'm like,
oh yeah, yeah.
And it's only that. It's just like there's buildings around me. That's fine.
Like, but I've never had a problem. I mean, okay.
15 stories, I still get perfect.
Occasionally, like, GPS. If I'm standing still in Brooklyn, I'll do some drifting. Like if I'm in my apartment.
Yeah, me too.
But never while I'm walking on the street. It's perfectly fine here.
So. Yeah, like I almost get up to the gym in front of your apartment.
Yeah.
Just sitting on the couch like, woo.
I wish that happened more often for me because I really don't feel like going outside to take down that gym.
Dude, free egg distance. Think about it that way.
I don't get much egg distance anymore. I usually get a lot just keeping the game open, but I think they have reduced the effectiveness of that strategy over time.
Darn.
Yeah, because now it's very minimal.
See, I liked leaving it open, just watch my character walk like up and down the block. Although last night, after I got in, it put me a block and a half over and just left me there.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, wait.
Yeah, sometimes I'll get off the subway and my game will be like in New Jersey. Oh, for like 5 minutes before it actually figures out
where.
See,
that scares me, because then it's like,
you're going to soft ban.
Game, I'm not cheating. Exactly. You're cheating me.
But anyways, that's GPS though, because I'll go into, what I'll do is I'll go into Google Maps just to double check that it's not just Pokemon Go.
Right.
And sure enough, it'll have, like, Google Maps will have me in New Jersey as well. Ugh, so it's awful. The GPS that's the problem.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. All right, so now on to our next trip, right?
Yeah, right. We're going to Japan, kids.
Tomorrow, actually.
No, not really. But there is an event going on in Japan.
A very weird event.
Yeah, very unusual. So Nidoking is going to appear as a special raid boss.
Giovanni's Nidoking.
Yeah, Giovanni's Nidoking. Yeah. For those of you who are not privy to the main series games, that's the leader of Team Rocket and the eighth gym leader in the first generation of games.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, one of his signature Pokemon is Nidoking. It's basically spawning as a raid boss near Pokemon centers.
I think all the Pokemon centers are gyms. But yeah. I think what's happening is these are spawning there, and the whole shtick is you beat it, you show the clerk at the front desk, and they give you a sticker. I really want to know, because they make this sound like...
Right, and they make it sound like Nidoking
is something different.
Yeah, right. So it's going to be stronger than your usual Nidoking raid boss, I suppose.
But I want to know, is the CP
to see, yeah, exactly.
After. Is that going to be like higher than the base? Is it going to have a special move? Is it going to fissure? You know, something.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting to see. So the campaign runs from February 26th through March 11th. So it'll be around for a little while.
And
so
then
I guess we'll find out tomorrow.
It only spawns at certain times.
Right.
Because the Japanese are very big on like their work schedule.
Yeah, it's just like the subway there. It's very precise and when everything is happening. So
I like that.
Yeah, actually. I mean, that's cool. I guess, you know, it's almost like an EX raid where you know ahead of time when and where it's going to happen.
I mean, because that's the reason they stopped putting, the Dragon Warrior games out on weekdays. It messed with work scheduling so bad. People would skip work to go buy this game.
Right, and play
it. So they're pretty... Yeah. I'm glad Niantic thought this part through.
So that's fascinating. I'm not terribly sad about missing out on Nidoking or stickers, but...
I'm more upset that they keep giving... I know Japan is where Pokemon's from.
Yeah.
But my guys, where are the events for that in, the U.S. or other... We haven't had anything special like Europe has, Australia, Japan especially. I'm feeling a little left out, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, you have one crappy Go Fest. Right. And then, never
in
again.
Chicago, right.
Never again.
So, anyways, last small bit of news that I have for everybody is I'm not sure exactly if this will be relevant to Pokemon Go at all. It probably won't directly. No pun intended. There's a Pokemon Direct scheduled for February 26th, actually, tomorrow, at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So do you think we'll get information about Pokemon Switch?
No.
No.
I think this is because there's still a Pokemon in Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon they haven't released yet.
Okay.
And I think it's going to be news on that.
Okay.
And probably a reminder of, there is a Switch game coming.
Right.
Give it, because usually they make these announcements around, they announced Sun and Moon February 27th, 2 years ago.
Mm.
So that's one thing to consider, but at the same time, they don't usually put out stuff till spring, summer-ish.
Yeah.
And then that 6 months builds up to November release.
Right.
So
maybe we'll get a title or something.
But something.
We'll see.
But I think it's going to be that Pokemon. They're going to be available now.
It'll probably be more of the legendary month event type of announcements, you know? So maybe it will include some Pokemon Go information. You never know. But keep an eye on that.
Dude, the legendary events in the game have been silly. Because, you can only get Regigigas in the Sun and Moon... I'm sorry, the Moon parts, and Heatran in the Sun parts.
Yeah.
And then you have to go through, other certain loopholes and stipulations to get them, too. And if you don't get the level 100, you miss out on their signature moves. Because level 60s are only available in Sun and Moon, level 100 Ultra. It's
bizarre.
Okay. It's very bizarre. It's not they need to get their shit together.
I still haven't played that generation at all.
It's boring. To our listeners, if you enjoy it, that's fine. I'm not bashing you.
Yeah.
I find it quite boring. And the inability to skip cutscenes.
Oh, geez.
Is awful.
Yeah. I'm waiting for... we'll see what they do with the Switch.
Gen 4.
I haven't purchased the Switch yet, but I may purchase a Switch if they put out a good Pokemon game for it. I'm
buying up one this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm going to get one finally.
Cool.
Come on, we'll play 1-2 Switch.
Oh, God. That is like the least exciting game ever. I played, I played it in the Nintendo store before the Switch came out once, and I was like, I'm good.
I think Casey brought it over. We played Snipperclips.
The most interesting thing about it was the 3D rumble, whatever they call it.
Oh yeah, that's
and that wasn't very interesting.
Not at all. Like so, honestly, I'm just getting this to play like Mario and Disc Gaia.
That being said, I do want to play Mario. I do want to play Zelda, but I'm waiting.
So. You have a Wii U. It's the same game.
No, I want to play it for Switch. I can't.
Fine.
All right.
Exciting news now.
Exciting. Very exciting. We had a nest migration this past Thursday. Woo-hoo! And we have a list of new nests for you.
Yes.
So notable locations. We have Prospect Park in Brooklyn, which is a drowsy nest.
Mm.
Central Park, unfortunately, which we found out yesterday, is a shroomish nest. Oh, again.
Yes. Can confirm. Sure.
Yes. I caught way too many of those. But the good thing about them was that there were... easy enough to catch that my Go Plus was actually getting some of them.
Okay.
So, you know, it was a little bit better than if it were something like a Charmander, for example, with a much lower catch rate.
Wow, come on, man.
My Go Plus wouldn't have gotten any of those. We also have Bryant Park, which is a Surskit nest.
Ugh.
And Washington Square, which is a Trico nest.
See, that's probably like the most interesting one out of those four.
Yeah, and Surskit? It's not that interesting. So... When are we going to have some major parks with a good nest again? That would be nice, wouldn't it?
When Gen 4 drops.
Right. I'll reiterate this for everyone. Niantic needs to fix this.
Yeah.
There's really no reason that we should still be getting drowsy nests in Prospect Park. Why? I feel like Gen 3 nests are so rare now that it's just almost impossible for anyone to
get. Or starter nests.
All right, I digress. So here's a list of actual relevant Generation 3 Pokemon that we probably care about. So there's three Aron nests that were identified by the community. Two of them in Manhattan, that's DeWitt Clinton Park and Sakura Park, which are both on the west side, we learned, which we've never heard of before.
One is near 52nd, 53rd, and one Sakura is 122nd.
Okay. In Queens, there's Rufus King Park, which is also an Aron nest.
So get those shinies. I mean, get those candies if you want them.
I don't know how large these parks are. Probably not that large, but anyways.
Clinton's decently sized.
Yeah, okay. So then next we have Ball Toy Nests. There's two of those. Manhattan Bakerfield Park and Brooklyn East River State Park, both Ball Toy Nests.
Okay, nice.
In Queens, there's two Barboach Nests, one in Baisley Pond Park and one in St. John's University Park. And Carvana.
Ooh, a lot of Carvana.
There's a few of them there. East River Park. That's the one that I like to go to underneath the Williamsburg Bridge. Isham Park in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
And Queens Ravenswood Park.
Nice.
One that's most relevant in this list for me is actually Corphish, because I don't have a Crawdont yet.
Nope.
There's Brooklyn Diker Beach Golf Park, or course, I suppose. And Queens Brookville Park.
Yeah, I actually got lucky and wound up at the Diker Beach Golf Course.
Really?
And just went on a Corphish spree.
Oh, man. I need to do that.
It's nice. There's so many.
Which train is it near?
What did I take? I took the R.
Okay.
And just kind of hiked it.
Cool. And then finally, we have four Nosepass nests.
Oh, Jesus. That's actually important, too, to get Nosepass, because Probopass comes out next gen.
Oh, really?
You want to sit on something good.
Okay, it does get an evolution. I thought so.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so get your nose pass candy at the Dean Park in Manhattan, Conservatory Garden Park in Manhattan, Cooper Park in Brooklyn, and Mosholu Parkway in the Bronx.
Nice. One more I'd like to report on. It's not on this list. It's very relevant. Is the west side of Battery Park is a Ponyta nest.
Oh, dear.
Wow. Isn't that cool? It was an Electrike nest last week.
Wow. We wouldn't want Gen 3 nests now, would we?
Dude, Ponyta? Think about that amazing Pokemon.
Yeah. There was a reason that I didn't mention that.
Oh, also...
because no one cares.
Flushing Meadows is full of Mankeys. It's terrifying to look at.
Okay, maybe there's a few more that are interesting. Like Swablu is at the Riverside Park in Manhattan, and Floyd Bennett Field in Brooklyn, which is a huge park.
Oh, but that's the Riverside on the Upper West Side, huh?
Not sure which side, but it's 145, 158.
I think that's that one, yeah. That's a really big park, but still. Ugh.
Yeah. That's pretty much all there is to report. I don't think anyone cares about shroomishness at this point or anything.
Oh, and the Shuppet Nest. Shuppet.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's true. Yeah, if you want to try to go for your...
Monsignor McGorlick.
If you're a shiny hunter like this one over here. Yeah, you got Stuyvesant Oval in Manhattan and Monsignor McGorlick. McGorlick.
That's the one Brooklyn. I was at, yeah.
Okay, cool. So check out the Silk Road. This guy's been reporting nests, which
also Metatite over puts him in the minority. Fort Greene. Hey, look, there it is.
Sorry.
There's the Metatite at Fort Greene. Everything's here. It's all coming together. Catch your Pokemon and report them, please.
Yeah. So this is my this is the extended list over here that we're looking at.
It's a lot of Pokemon.
Yeah. Not a lot of Gen 3s though, unfortunately.
Nope.
Yeah.
Dude, Wobbuffet, though. Wow.
One final feature for you, which is everyone's favorite feature that we save to the end.
Yeah, we call it a feature. It's a bug, but we'll call it a feature.
Yes, our weather report is a bug. let's see. It looks like we're going to have mostly a mix of cloudy days and rainy days over the next 10 days.
But it's warm.
And actually some possible snow.
Wait, what?
On March 8th, apparently.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, so that's interesting. So let's see. What do we got this week? We have some partly cloudy. We have some sunny on Monday and Tuesday. We have mostly cloudy on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And then rain towards the end of next week.
Okay, one thing I want to point out on this. Saturday. Look at what that says.
Saturday's looking good. Honestly, what I'm looking forward to most in this game right now is windy days.
Right.
Because I want my Beldums.
I think...
I want my...
looking at this forecast and the winds, we might actually get pretty lucky on a lot of days coming up.
It's true, yeah. Even on Friday, the winds are kicking up to 24 miles per hour, so that might be enough to...
I'd better be.
...supersede the rain conditions. We'll see.
Or if it's not raining, which it probably will be... It just, stops and we get wind for at least an hour and a good Rayquaza raid.
Right. So over the weekend, it looks like mostly sort of windy, cloudy weather. And then early next week, we're going to have a bit of rain or a bit more rain.
So much rain.
And then towards the end of next week, maybe some snow. We'll see.
So I'd be open for like a day of snow at this point. Just for more snow runs.
Exactly. Yeah, no, that should increase the Beldum spawns too, which I'm happy about. Yeah. I'm okay with a little bit of snow.
But like just catch today, I don't need a week.
catch a couple more snowy cast form.
For what?
I don't know. A high IV one. I saw somebody make a post. I think they, I forgot exactly where I saw it. But anyways, they're upstate somewhere in Westchester or something. They had 100% IVs of every single cast form version. I'm like, wow. That is impressive. I'll give them that.
I had one perfect one. I threw out all my cast forms.
Including that.
They're garbage. I'm sorry. If you're listening, guy in upstate, kudos to you. But like,
yeah,
cast form's not good competitively.
Right.
Ugh.
I do wish still that we could throw more than one form in gym because that would be a fun theme. But
Nope.
All right.
I think that's us.
Looking out for that wind.
Yeah, man. I love when it says cloudy, windy.
Cloudy, windy.
That's a perfect forecast.
Yes, for the spawns. It's funny how, that...
dude, we're going to fly away.
Crappy weather is sort of exciting now.
Right? I can't wait to go down for hurricane season. I'm so hyped.
Get hype, hurricane season. Oh, Lord.
We'll see if the wind's super... Oh, no!
This is Adele reporting from...
Just hear my roof being ripped off. I'm at a Rayquaza raid. Only one here, though, for some reason.
That's true. That's also a weather-boosted Rayquaza, possibly.
Yeah, man.
Whew. All right, I'm lightheaded. All that windy...
Oh, no. Too much wind.
All right. Well, it's just about that time. We've been going on for quite a long time.
Yeah, we had a lot to talk about. Thank goodness.
I was thinking this was going to be a short episode because there was not a ton of exciting news. More just recap stuff. But
see, we're excited.
Yeah, I guess we are. our website, level5radio.com. Follow us on Twitter, level5radio. Look us up on Facebook. Send us an email, perhaps. That would be nice.
Physical mail.
Yeah, send us a physical snail mail.
You used to get physical snail mail.
We did. We did. At
and phone WTDT. Calls.
And phone calls. Let's get a few emails first, then we did look into phone numbers.
Dude, that was still the funniest thing about TPT.
It was, yeah. The good old days. Shout out to the two of you that transferred over to listening to us.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, until next time, happy catching. I'm Joey.
I'm Adele.
We'll see you.
Watch for the shinies.